Well, there's a lot going on in Washington today, with oil company chiefs being questioned by members of Congress. And this afternoon, our time, the first Oval Office address from the president. Barack Obama will outline his plan to tackle the BP oil spill and how he'll restore the ecosystems in the Gulf of Mexico. The US president has already likened the spill to September 11. But many locals directly affected by the country's worst environmental disaster in history don't hold high hopes that this crisis can be resolved anytime soon, no matter the fine words from the president. Kevin Vazuan is the owner of Motivated Seafoods, Louisiana's largest oyster farm. He joins us now from Houma, which is about 1 hour southwest of New Orleans. Kevin, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Kevin, can you quantify for us what impact this oil spill has had on your business?
It's kind of hard to overestimate. We're one of the best. Our farm is well out of the way of the oil, so we're running at 20 or 30% capacity. 20 or 30% doesn't sound like much, but it's much better than a lot of our compatriots are completely out of business, have no product to process. While we're financially hit hard, more than that, I'm an eighth generation oysterman. I mean, I have eight generations of investment in this crop and in this land, and we're seeing that being wiped completely away.
So you say you've got 20 to 30% capacity while others have no product to process. Does that suggest that there are some oysters that are managing to have survived the spill? Not all oysters are wiped out.
It's not that they're surviving the spill, but the far west reaches of the state have not been affected. There are some places in the west of the state that the oil didn't get there. It's tended to flow more eastward. And so we just happen to be one of the few farms that has oysters out in that area.
Okay.
So there are pristine waters left that haven't been affected. Unfortunately, all of the biggest and best oyster areas don't fall into the unaffected category.
So all the biggest and the best that are drowning in oil at the moment, that completely wipes out the oyster stock there, yeah?
It wipes out the oyster stock, and it wipes out a way of life, for generations. In 1748, my family came to Louisiana and began to farm oysters. And really, you can't have the Louisiana Gulf Coast, you can't have our culture without seafood and without oil. So, frankly, without the oil platforms either. We are a dual culture of oil and seafood, and we've always mixed them together. And this has just been the arrogance that's gone into this disaster by BP is astounding. But the lack of response by our federal government is just befuddling. I mean, they've given great speeches, but whether it's George Bush giving a speech about Iraq or if it's Barack Obama giving a speech about the BP oil spill, we sure didn't see the results in either case. I mean, words mean nothing anymore. If anybody on the earth believes the things that BP are saying, they've really got a problem. Because they've been proven wrong time and time again, and it's getting to be that same way with the government. I think they mean well. I don't think that the president doesn't want to help, but you've got to go beyond flowery words and start putting feet on the ground to fix the problem.
Is that the issue? You think the government's failed to respond in numbers enough at the start of this? Is that the problem?
Well, I think that they failed to realize that there are two separate events here. There's an oil gusher out in the bottom of the ocean, and there's oil getting to the shore. Those are two very different things. Nobody's better suited to stopping, and this is scary to say, but nobody's better suited to stopping the oil than BP and oil people, okay? You got to let them run that because no one else knows how to do it. But as far as stopping oil from getting to the shore, BP has been beyond inept. And getting that done. And our people can do that. Why isn't the Coast Guard here? Why isn't the Navy here? Why isn't every able-bodied person that Barack Obama has at his disposal out on the coast stopping the oil from getting here in the first place? It's like they've decided we're just going to let it happen and deal with it later.
Do you think it's possible that if they had responded in greater numbers earlier, that they could have stopped the oil hitting the coast and hitting, for instance, the oyster reserves?
There's no question that they could have done a much better job. I'm not going to say they couldn't have stopped the oil completely, but I will say that they could have stopped maybe 80%, 70%. This is a big deal. Everybody was so focused on stopping the oil that's flowing, nobody thought about stopping the oil that was already in the water from getting to our estuaries in the first place. And
so,
that's, It's criminal. I mean, it's criminal.
Kevin, your president will give his first televised Oval Office address in a few hours' time. What do you want to hear from him?
To be honest, I don't know that there's anything I want to hear from him. What I want to see is I want to see people on the ground. I don't think it matters what he says. It is not going to change people's ideas here until we see some type of action. There's nothing that he can say. I would much prefer that there be no speech today and that there be actual action, and we see trucks moving and we see legislation passing. That kind of thing I'd respond to.
Okay.
Even our relief efforts. The federal government in their relief effort has put up signs for loans. Are you kidding me? Loans? How are you going to take a loan as a shrimper when you might not have shrimp for 15 years?
And just on that, in turn, we've got to go, but the legacy of this, do you think it might be in 15 years or maybe never that the seafood industry will recover? Do you think you'll be a ninth generation of oyster growers there?
I'm not excited about the prospects of my son, and I will say that it'll never be the same. There's organizations out there trying to help the fishermen, like horizonrelief.org, and I hope that people will look at that and try to help as we transition to a new lifestyle, and it's really sad.
Okay, Kevin, good luck with that, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Kevin Wazan. He's an eighth-generation oyster farmer there. His company is called Motivated Seafoods, speaking with us from Homer in Louisiana. And after 8 this morning, we'll be joined by EJ Dion in New York, previewing the President's Oval Office address. It's 7:02 on RN Breakfast.